I got a Daisy air ride.
Well, air, you take your mail, it's just about like your railroad sweater.
Yeah.
The train wasn't over 7 or 8 hours late, why it was pretty near on time. And the depot man, you know, he wouldn't tell you nothing. He'd let you sit there. If he knew the train hadn't left Chicago, he wouldn't tell you.
Boy, they were an arrogant bunch, weren't they?
Oh, they were terrible.
I'm rather glad to see the railroads are paying right now. I think they're getting just exactly what they've earned.
Of course, they've done a lot. They've done a lot of right about face. How can a company go that has done them? For an individual, I mean, a monopoly company, that gives you better service than pretty much anybody else, and that's Southwest Bell.
Yeah.
But there's no doubt that our telephones are currently too hot.
Boy, I agree.
You can see where 40 million of it went, you know, here.
Yeah.
We haven't put that Sputnik up there.
You bet.
Yeah, where 40 million of it went out there. If their telephones created a tremendous surplus, they wouldn't have that 40 million, would they?
Well, that's right. Boy, yeah. Wasn't it exciting waiting to see the telecasts and the satellite? Gee whiz, I was excited.
But Russia's sitting on top now, ain't
it? Oh, those rascals. God damn. Yeah. You know, I can't figure out why they put up two at once, though.
Well, it was one, they were picking on a rendezvous.
Yeah, but they goofed.
Well, they didn't. I don't think they figured on it this time. They wanted to see how close they could get them together and how they could keep them together. But now they know about how to rock. They've got a machine there that they can go and move the back in because they travel more distance than that is.
Yeah, that's a
damn thing. What good is that for?
Boy, I don't know. Maybe this is just like pure research out of Conoco.
Well, you can take this research out of your Conoco, they're increasing the value of their products and stuff all the time. Uh-huh. And the big thing with an oil company is they have always had so much waste material that was thrown away. Well, now they're making these plastics and a whole lot of things out of this waste material. You can see where now they're going to capitalize on it. But uh-huh. I can't see where they're going to capitalize on anything like that.
Of course, we're getting ours in peripheral developments. More dependability in radio circuits.
Well, we've got
what a price for
that. We've got another thing. You think Russia has got, like, the oligarchs are smart. Then working on that stuff and nothing else. We've got them down here like Gondel's got them. There's 300 men down here.
Uh-huh.
All of them are capable of doing something like that, but they're not working for the government doing something like that at all. They're working for something for the benefit of the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a lot of men in that X-15 program, too. In a way, I think we're doing it.
I think this country is going to have to do a little watching. You take, even in our merchandise. Now, you know, we have always talked about Russia's way of merchandise. Just a great big old warehouse. And you go in there, they just open up a box, and you pick up one out of this, one out of something else, one, and do it. Well, it's a terrible way of doing business, don't you see? But what's our discount house coming? Exactly the same damn thing.
No guarantee.
No guarantee, no service or nothing else. You just come out there, well, Who's going to hurt in their long run? It's going to be the buying public.
I don't like the discount house if I'm buying.
When they, you let those guys get enough control, don't you see? And you stand in line just like you do out for Russia. They won't give a damn. You're going to have to buy there anyways.